Hospitals save lives. Now here's how they can save Medicaid and Medicare. By Eugene Litvak. June 18, 2025. 12:48 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to Medicaid cuts, even Medicare cuts are on the table as Congress debates the healthcare spending provisions in President Donald Trump's budget bill. The Congressional Budget Office projected that this bill would actually increase the U.S. budget deficit by $2.4 trillion over a decade, with 10.9 million more Americans not having health insurance. Are these budget cuts to Medicaid and Medicare really necessary, or can they be avoided? We have to look first at the root cause of the proposed cuts. What brought the U.S. to this point? What are the pros and cons of any Medicaid and Medicare cuts? Pros. Healthcare costs are skyrocketing and increasing every year, currently reaching the point of $5 trillion annually. This is no longer sustainable. Medicare is expected to become insolvent by 2036, and Medicaid will get there even sooner. Republicans in Congress are attempting to cut spending by wringing waste, fraud, and abuse out of Medicaid. Cons. Lawmakers should be careful in truncating waste, fraud, and abuse from Medicare and Medicaid. All aspects of Medicaid and Medicare should be analyzed, but this process would be time-consuming and labor-intensive. But if waste reduction is made hurriedly, with a chainsaw approach, access to safe and competent care would be threatened. Is Americans' only choice either unaffordable health care, if left alone, or reduced quality and access to care through unscientific cuts? To hear the full story, subscribe or sign in.